Posloucháte testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud neslyšíte nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznamte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
Počúvate testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud nepočujete nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznámte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
English exam, section 1, listening. Part 1. You will hear a text which is followed by several tasks. You will be given time to look through the relevant tasks before you listen. You will hear the recording twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 1 minute to look at tasks 1 to 6. George Washington traveled widely in what would become the United States, but he left the territory of the future US only once, when he sailed to the country of Barbados with his half-brother Lawrence in 1751. The reason for the journey was that Lawrence Washington had tuberculosis and was advised to spend the winter in the tropics. His wife Anne could not go with him. The couple had already lost 3 infants and were not willing to risk their only surviving child on a long sea voyage. 19-year-old George Washington agreed to go, and the adventure began. The Washington sailed about September 19th, 1751. The precise date is not clear, because George Washington's Barbados diary, the chief source of information about the trip, is badly mutilated. Although only fragments survive, a diary kept on the trip by George Washington gives hints of how the two Virginians passed their time, both on the ship and on the island. As they made their way to Barbados, Washington recorded the weather, details about sailing, and the fish they caught or tried to catch. Like everyone else on board, he was surprised when the crew unexpectedly sighted the east coast of Barbados at 4 o'clock on the morning of November 2nd, at a time when the captain's calculations placed the ship nearly 150 leagues to the east. Shortly after they arrived, the two Washingtons received a note from an uncle of Lawrence Washington's wife, inviting them to his house. They went, though George Washington confessed some reluctance on his part because the aunt was confined with smallpox, a dreaded disease he had so far avoided. It proved to be a fateful decision. Within 2 weeks, he was stricken with the disease. George Washington stayed in Barbados for 3 months, and the visit proved to be a turning point in his life, in which he began the ascent that would make him the hero of American history. Now listen again.
George Washington traveled widely in what would become the United States, but he left the territory of the future US only once, when he sailed to the country of Barbados with his half-brother Lawrence in 1751. The reason for the journey was that Lawrence Washington had tuberculosis and was advised to spend the winter in the tropics. His wife Anne could not go with him. The couple had already lost 3 infants and were not willing to risk their only surviving child on a long sea voyage. 19-year-old George Washington agreed to go, and the adventure began. The Washington sailed about September 19th, 1751. The precise date is not clear, because George Washington's Barbados diary, the chief source of information about the trip, is badly mutilated. Although only fragments survive, a diary kept on the trip by George Washington gives hints of how the two Virginians passed their time, both on the ship and on the island. As they made their way to Barbados, Washington recorded the weather, details about sailing, and the fish they caught or tried to catch. Like everyone else on board, he was surprised when the crew unexpectedly sighted the east coast of Barbados at 4 o'clock on the morning of November 2nd, at a time when the captain's calculations placed the ship nearly 150 leagues to the east. Shortly after they arrived, the two Washingtons received a note from an uncle of Lawrence Washington's wife, inviting them to his house. They went, though George Washington confessed some reluctance on his part because the aunt was confined with smallpox, a dreaded disease he had so far avoided. It proved to be a fateful decision. Within 2 weeks, he was stricken with the disease. George Washington stayed in Barbados for 3 months, and the visit proved to be a turning point in his life, in which he began the ascent that would make him the hero of American history.
You now have 1 minute to solve tasks 1 to 6. Part 2. You will hear a series of short, unrelated extracts. There is one task for each extract. You will be given time to read the relevant task before you listen. You will hear each extract twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 7. Don't have any cash or enough funds on your Istanbul travel card? The Istanbul Metropolitan Municipality will soon put you out of this misery with an environmentally friendly and innovative solution. Free top-ups for those recycling plastic. The municipality has started installing automated smart mobile waste transfer machines across the city which take used water bottles as payment. By depositing an eligible container, commuters will receive refund credits for their Istanbul travel cards, which can be used in the city's public transport systems, including buses, boats and trams, and in several other municipal services. Don't have any cash or enough funds on your Istanbul travel card? The Istanbul Metropolitan Municipality will soon put you out of this misery with an environmentally friendly and innovative solution. Free top-ups for those recycling plastic. The municipality has started installing automated smart mobile waste transfer machines across the city, which take used water bottles as payment. By depositing an eligible container, commuters will receive refund credits for their Istanbul travel cards, which can be used in the city's public transport systems, including buses, boats and trams, and in several other municipal services. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 8.
I don't know why complete strangers feel they have the right to advise me on my pregnancy. The last straw was a stranger interrupting me as I ordered my regular latte at Starbucks in New York and suggesting I switch to decaf. It feels like the moment you get pregnant, you lose your body's autonomy. Suddenly, everybody has an opinion on how you should act, what you should wear, all the time. The only people who should be able to do that should be you and your doctor. I don't know why complete strangers feel they have the right to advise me on my pregnancy. The last straw was a stranger interrupting me as I ordered my regular latte at Starbucks in New York and suggesting I switch to decaf. It feels like the moment you get pregnant, you lose your body's autonomy. Suddenly, everybody has an opinion on how you should act, what you should wear, all the time. The only people who should be able to do that should be you and your doctor.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 9. A man in eastern China received a fine after a traffic camera, using artificial intelligence, captured him scratching his face, it's reported. The motorist, surnamed Liu, was driving on Monday in Jinan and had raised his hand to scratch his face while passing a traffic camera. The next thing he knew, he'd received a notification instructing him that he had violated the laws of the road for driving while holding a phone, and he was ordered to pay a 50 yuan fine. He said that he was going to go to the authorities to try to sort the situation after no one would help him over the phone. A man in eastern China received a fine after a traffic camera using artificial intelligence captured him scratching his face, it's reported. The motorist, surnamed Liu, was driving on Monday in Jinan and had raised his hand to scratch his face while passing a traffic camera. The next thing he knew, he'd received a notification instructing him that he had violated the laws of the road for driving while holding a phone, and he was ordered to pay a 50 yuan fine. He said that he was going to go to the authorities to try to sort the situation after no one would help him over the phone.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 10.
A group of Japanese women have submitted a petition to the government to protest against what they say is a de facto requirement for female staff to wear high heels at work. The Kutu campaign, a play on Japanese words for shoes and pain, was launched by the actor and freelance writer Yumi Ishikawa and quickly won support online. Campaigners said wearing high heels was considered to be near obligatory when working at many Japanese companies. A group of Japanese women have submitted a petition to the government to protest against what they say is a de facto requirement for female staff to wear high heels at work. The Kutu campaign, a play on Japanese words for shoes and pain, was launched by the actor and freelance writer Yumi Ishikawa and quickly won support online. Campaigners said wearing high heels was considered to be near obligatory when working at many Japanese companies.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 11.
It is a fact that men do have selective hearing. On average, they can listen attentively to their female partners for 6 minutes only, while this time is more than double to 15 minutes when they're talking to their male friends. Before you start blaming men for their lack of attention, you should know that women also pay more attention in conversations with their friends rather than with their romantic partners. It is a fact that men do have selective hearing. On average, they can listen attentively to their female partners for 6 minutes only, while this time is more than double to 15 minutes when they're talking to their male friends. Before you start blaming men for their lack of attention, you should know that women also pay more attention in conversations with their friends rather than with their romantic partners.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 12.
Firefighters in the town of Wörl in western Germany tackled an unusual emergency late on Monday when a tank at a local firm making liquid chocolate overflowed and poured out onto a street. About a ton of chocolate ran out into the yard and from there onto the street, a spokesman for the Wörl Fire Department said in a statement. The firefighters closed off the street and shoveled the chocolate, about 108 square feet, to one side before a specialist cleaning company cleaned the road. Despite this heartbreaking incident, it is unlikely that a chocolate-free Christmas is imminent in Wörl, the fire department said. Firefighters in the town of Wörl in western Germany tackled an unusual emergency late on Monday when a tank at a local firm making liquid chocolate overflowed and poured out onto a street. About a ton of chocolate ran out into the yard and from there onto the street, a spokesman for the Wörl Fire Department said in a statement. The firefighters closed off the street and shoveled the chocolate, about 108 square feet, to one side before a specialist cleaning company cleaned the road. Despite this heartbreaking incident, it is unlikely that a chocolate-free Christmas is imminent in Wörl, the fire department said.
End of the listening section.